If you are a caregiver, now this could be a caregiver for grandchildren, this could be a caregiver for elderly parents or grandparents or other loved ones. If you are a caregiver, there are lots of things that once you begin that journey, you may not know. And that is what we're here to share with you, some help, some information, and provide you with the advice and tips that you need as a caregiver. This is the Best Kept Secrets of Caregiving.
This is the Best Kept Secrets of Caregiving on the Henson Oakley Family Dentistry Podcast Center. Whether you're caring for your elderly parents or raising your grandchildren, life can seem overwhelming at times. Join Marsha Lee and the Upper Cumberland Development District as they help you make sense of it all as a caregiver. Resources, advice, and more starts now.
Today on the Best Kept Secrets of Caregiving, we sit down with Claire Farless of the AAAD, and we discuss how caregivers can travel through the holiday season in the best and most healthy way possible, knowing that there is extra stress around the holiday season anyway, especially more stress if you are a caregiver. And there are some tips and advice that you can have to make the season a little less stressful for you. Claire, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited about the holidays, but as a caregiver, I know that that makes it definitely compounded. You're trying to have a holiday festive, a festive celebration in your home. You're probably having to do it in another home if you're providing care for a loved one who still resides in another residence apart from yours. Mm-hmm. And there can be some difficulties associated with that. There's difficulties associated around the holidays anyway, just the money, the cooking, the spending, the gifts, and all of it. It can be stressful. But what are the most important things that caregivers should focus on during this time of year?
Well, just focus on what is the most meaningful. With a holiday season, perfection should never be the goal of the holidays.
I've given up on that.
Yes. Yeah. Go with the small things, because who knows that those imperfections could be the next family tradition. For an example, my grandmother accidentally hid one of my mother's Christmas presents, and it was just a tradition there from there on out. Like, oh yeah, if I ever get the present that Granny hid from me, and so it was something that we looked for every year, and that was our tradition. All right, well, let's do our annual, let's look for that present and move on. So, just keeping in mind that perfection has no place for it, and just adjusting your view. It's all in your perspective. What do you think is a successful holiday? And depending on what your loved one is dealing with could depend on what is a success for you. If it's a success just to get them out of the house and over to your daughter's house for Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner, then that's it. Don't get caught up in the fact that on the way there, you had to stop three times because they were trying to open the door, the fact that they used the restroom on themselves. Let's not focus on that. The success is we got them from point A to point B. So just changing our point of view is one of the most helpful things that we can do.
And I think also, especially when you are caring for loved ones and you know that there's extra on your plate because of all of the extra things that you're doing, I think really taking a moment to step back and say, okay, what is really, is it really important that the house be entirely, completely spick and span perfect? Or is it okay maybe if there are a couple of dust bunnies? It's prioritizing and putting into perspective what is really important here, what is really important. And it's something that I've had to learn because I have always been a person who tried to have everything just picture perfect. And when you realize that you are not in control of everything, mm-hmm. then you just have to accept that. And that's sometimes difficult as a caregiver to accept the fact that, you know what, I can't do it all, so I'm going to be happy with accomplishing this.
Absolutely. It's letting go of the uncontrollables and not letting that control your life. And that kind of brings me to my next tip, is just simplifying your holiday activities. So whether you used to go out and put on this huge light display outside, maybe it's simplifying and you do one little small area. Or, there's something that I didn't realize until I was watching the show where they compete on their homes about doing lights. You can actually pay people to come come out and decorate your yard. You can pay people to come in and actually decorate your whole house for you. They bring the decorations, you pay a fee, and that's it. You know, depending on how important that is. But there's all different kinds of things that you can do. So make sure you're simplifying your activities. So we need to detach from negative feedback we also get from others because we're not doing that as well.
I can hear it now because last year was not, you know, last year was hectic for me. My schedule was hectic, but I made all of these candies and cookies and pop, all of this food, and I nailed it. I mean, I killed it. I totally did. I mean, there was so much food, and I planned ahead super far. Mm-hmm. And now this year, my life is drastically more hectic, and I already know that it's going to stress me out, that I want to do all of those things, and there just aren't enough hours in the day. And so I'm already trying to talk myself down.
Absolutely.
And tell, it's okay. Yeah. It's okay that you don't have to, you know, I mean, outperform. There's no way I can top what I cooked last year.
Right. So count it as a win and simplify for this year. Be like, and make that the joke, you know, at the table. Hey, guys, last year I outdid myself. This year I'm cutting back, and this is what I'm doing. So just as you said that you made a to-do list, let's make a to simplify list.
Yeah.
Let's simplify. Okay, where you made 7 candies last year, which I'm sure were fantastic.
Oh, they were.
Let's pick the two easiest, but also the most tasteful, and go with that. So just simplify.
And then also, because I know my mom, and it's a running joke. If I would make a pie, I used to tell my dad this, and she, you know, I would say, I think I've got everything made, everything she could possibly want, and I would say, you know, I made this pie. Well, if you were going to the trouble of making one, couldn't you have made two? You know, I'm not going to accept that.
Exactly. And that's kind of like what I just said. Detach from that negative feedback. So you already know your mom's going to come out at you with, well, why
she's going to say something off the wall, and she's not going to mean anything. She's not going to mean it how it sounds. Mm-hmm. So I'm already preparing myself for that.
Right. And kind of like we've talked in podcasts past, emotional hooks. So from what are my Christmas and Thanksgiving holiday emotional hooks? So when mom says, oh, well, this isn't like it used to be, well, know that that's going to have a little bit of a feeling. It might hurt. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a knife. It cuts you a little bit when it's said. So being on guard, have your guard up to where it won't cut you. It might skim you a little bit, but you recognize it.
And kind of psych yourself up. Yeah. Okay. I know this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. I know that it's going to, my knee jerk reaction is going to feel like this, and I'm going to control that.
Exactly. And just make sure that you're simplifying, keeping it simple. And that brings me to the next thing. Start a new tradition. Just because you've always done it doesn't mean it always has to continue.
Exactly. It doesn't mean change is inevitable.
Exactly. And our new tradition may not make it past this year, but we're going to try it. Try something new. And if, you know, if you can't make the holiday, here's another thing that people don't think about. FaceTime. There's a video chat.
Absolutely.
You know, if Uncle Bob is always at Christmas dinner and he can't make it this year, let's FaceTime him in so at least we see
Absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely.
You know, utilizing our technology and thinking outside the box. Just because it wasn't what we've always done doesn't mean that we have to continue. So keeping that in mind is helpful to our caregivers.
Great advice. It's the Best Kept Secrets of Caregiving. I'm Marsha Lee with Claire Farless of the AAAD, and we're discussing today the options for caregivers during the holidays and trying to give you as a caregiver some tips and advice on how to make the best of the holidays. We are in the Connor Brothers Wood Flooring Podcast Center, serving the Upper Cumberland with quality American-made hardwood flooring for more than 3 decades. You can increase your home's beauty and value with one trip to Connor Brothers Wood Flooring, Highway 111 in Allgood, and at connorbros.net for all your flooring and cabinet needs. The Best Kept Secrets of Caregiving. It is holiday time, and tips for making the most of the holidays, a stressful time already, joyous, very joyous time, Claire, but also very stressful. So what are some other tips that you can give to us, especially, you know, we were talking earlier about the treats and the candies mm-hmm. and the cookies and all of that, but when you sit down for a meal together, what's some advice that you can give us as caregivers when we sit down and as a caregiver with siblings, especially, you know, if you have siblings that live out of state and you're really the primary caregiver, but, you know, those can become tense moments for the person that you're being cared for, a parent, a grandparent, for you and your siblings. So how do we kind of navigate that landscape?
Absolutely. Well, let's go back to the meal part. So adjust it. Like we said earlier, adjust your meal list, and that will help tremendously. Simplify it, and then outsource. You've got family coming in. Hey, bring that pecan pie that Grandpa always made that you have the recipe for because you've cooked the best one.
Right.
You know, if you can't bring a dessert, Walmart's on your way in from the airport.
Right.
You know, and I know that sounds kind of harsh, but it's not because everyone loves to do their part. It's the fact that people don't ask, and so asking is the key right there.
And people don't ask, especially those who always try to do it all themselves.
Yes.
They're the worst mm-hmm. for asking for help.
Absolutely, and it's sad because they torment themselves, and they can't enjoy the holiday. So how do you find that equal balance of being able to balance the holiday and actually enjoy it yourself? You know, that's a huge balance. And so there's things that we can do just ahead of time, too, like splitting up the grocery list. Maybe Aunt Joyce is coming in early, and you know what? She's here a whole day early, which, A, that freaks me out because that is not in my to-do list.
Mm-mm.
So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make me a list.
I'm going to put her to work.
And I'm going to send her to the grocery store. Aunt Joyce, here's the credit card. You know, here's my list. Go for it. This is everything I need. Please don't deviate. Extra's fine, but don't deviate from my list.
And, you know, here's something, and I'm honestly, I don't try to do shameless plugs for Kroger, but through the end of the year, they have their, you know, how Walmart has the pickup service. Mm-hmm. Well, Kroger carries things Walmart doesn't, so some people prefer Kroger. They have a pickup service, but with a service fee, but they've waived it on orders of $35 or more through the end of the year.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, I mean, $35, I could sneeze and spend $35 in Kroger. You know?
You pull into the parking lot.
And I've already spent like a bill,
yeah.
like
yeah.
for sure. And so I know I'm taking advantage mm-hmm. of that because that means I don't have to wait till, you know, I'm going to wait all week long and have this mm-hmm. gargantuan list. That means that if I forget some things and I know I'm going to be needing these other things, you know, I can hop online, place an order. I'm spending $35.
Oh, absolutely.
Somebody else is doing the shopping for me.
Absolutely. Well, and also, you know, Amazon Prime now has it's either in some areas it's same day shipping, but also the next day shipping. So, you know, just even that. So it's like, okay, I know tomorrow I'm going to need extra pecans for my pie. Hey, Amazon next day. There. Don't have to even get out, you know?
Right.
So thinking smarter and not harder, but it's hard to do if you have allowed yourself to get to that point of stress where you can't take care of yourself.
Well, and if you can't think clearly because you've gotten yourself so worked up.
Absolutely. So it's taking a step back from your holiday marathon and just saying, you know what? What is doable? What can I do? And that brings me to a few phrases, too, that people who are going to family dinners that are that know there's going to be a caregiver there, we need to be conscientious of what we say. For example, why aren't you helping out mom more? Is not
a conversation to be had at a holiday dinner table.
No, absolutely
it
not.
It might be a conversation that very well needs to be had, mm-hmm. but that there's a time and place for everything, and that's not it.
Absolutely.
Especially if mom's at the dinner table.
Yeah.
How uncomfortable.
Yeah, you don't need to be having those, so be conscientious of those. You know, instead of saying something like that, it would be more preferred to say, I would really appreciate it if you could help take care of mom during dinner. You know, those are the
yeah,
things.
Yeah, can you help me with mom during dinner?
Dinner?
Can
yeah.
you help get mom to the table?
Yes.
Can you help wheel mom to the bathroom? Mm-hmm. Can you help?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same. It's just a different connotation.
It is. What caregivers need to learn how to I won't say dictate, but how to give other people tasks. So we need to learn how to separate tasks and not put them all on ourselves, because that's what causes a lot of stress for us. And we as the people that are coming to a family of caregivers, we need to be supportive and see that they're doing the best they can. And if we see something that we look back, go, well, I would never do it that way. Well, you know what?
Then
help
okay.
out. Try it. Okay, like, you know what? I think I might have a better way of doing that. Well, you know what? Then it's time for you to step up and do a couple of hours and see, because that better way that you thought of at dinner table that you thought was, this is it, I'm going to make money off
this idea. The pinnacle of...
Yeah. Yeah, you get
once the actuality happens, it could be entirely different from the from the theoretical.
Yeah, yeah. In those 2 hours, you've almost burnt the house down. You're ready to be admitted, and you really appreciate your sister for taking care of Mom.
Exactly.
You know, so you know, being mindful of that, everyone needs to be mindful.
It's the Best Kept Secrets of Caregiving. Claire Farless with the AAAD and Marsha Lee, and we're discussing holidays, and we're discussing caregivers and how to make it less stressful on caregivers during the holidays. And so now we're learning some language. We're mm-hmm. learning some language now that's less less direct and more compassionate.
Yes.
Field, I think, is basically what we're talking about.
Not as embracive.
Right,
We've talked about it in other podcasts about how you align with someone during conversation. And we know that you statements are never going to get the outcome that you want. It may make you feel better because you've released all that energy. Mm-hmm. But then what you don't realize is you're getting that energy right back in an argument. So use an I statement. I feel like I need help is easier than saying, you never help me.
Sure.
And one gets you an outcome that will actually help you. The other one just causes more stress.
Absolutely.
And so recognizing that. Another thing that can cause stress around this time of year is gift giving. And, I mean, not all caregivers have all the money in the world.
As a matter of fact, that's typically quite the opposite.
Yes.
Because if they had all the money in the world, mm-hmm. they would not likely be doing so, putting in so many hours on their own. They would hire someone to help.
Absolutely. And so what we have to keep in mind during this time when we're thinking about, oh, we've got 30 grandchildren that's coming to Christmas. Well, why don't we break that up and we draw names, you know, doing things that's helpful to them. Because I'm sure if you've got 30 grandchildren, I'm sure there's other people there having money issues, but
Absolutely.
They just don't want to speak up. And that's how most Americans live nowadays, is paycheck to paycheck. So let's take that pressure off. What about if this year, instead of us giving gifts, what if we take our grandchildren to the nursing home and sing carols for the people there. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't always have to do things that involve around money, you know, and just thinking outside the box, what can we do? So change.
Or even experiences, you know, maybe if the elderly loved one that you mm-hmm. care for loves the theater, and instead of buying gifts, your whole family gets tickets to see Elf or so, you know, I know that's playing at the Cumberland County Playhouse, but they have other Christmas shows too. If they're able, mm-hmm. and just experiencing that together. I mean, you know, that's investing in memories mm-hmm. and not merchandise.
Exactly. And I think, you know, if I look back over my childhood, some of the things that stayed with me more were the memories. Going to the Opryland Hotel and seeing the lights. Now I would freak out over the line, but there are other places.
Right.
There are other places you can go.
Sure. You know. I mean, the things that I have committed to memory, I remember gifts. I remember very specific gifts that I wanted and received. But the things that are most fond my memories are, you know, we didn't have a mantle for most of my childhood, so our Christmas stockings were hung in our bedroom doors. Oh. And waking up in the middle of the night and hearing rustling around and knowing that, you know, knowing that it was almost time because the stockings were the last thing. And so, you know, those sounds, or waking up and to the smell of my dad fixing breakfast, you know, on Thanksgiving or Christmas morning. And, you know, just those are the things that you really remember. And keeping in keeping that focus, the focus where it should be about mm-hmm. this is, it's not about, mm-hmm. it's not about the number of dollars you spend, but the moments that you share.
Absolutely. And, you know, and by having that forethought, you're also setting yourself up for success. You're setting yourself up to go through a holiday season where you feel more positive and reaffirming emotions about your life and your caregiving than the negative ones. And that's something that we all need to change. When we have a negative thought come through, a negative emotion, we need to stop, take it captive, and decide, okay, what am I doing with this? Do I let this ruin my day, ruin my holiday, or do I push it aside and I go on and focus on more positives? And that helps caregivers as well.
And keeping your expectations too. You know, I mean, yeah. I know for me, a long time ago, I stopped really expecting gifts mm-hmm. because I don't really, if I need something, I'll get, you know, I have everything that I need.
Yeah.
And I get so much joy, though, when I really score a hit, when I give somebody, you know, when I give somebody something and know that they absolutely love it, I get so much joy from that. And then if somebody gives me something, added, you know, great.
Yeah.
But I celebrate in figuring out something not very expensive, but something meaningful and specific for that person.
Absolutely.
And I think that when you focus on things like that, you don't set yourself up for disappointment. And I think if you don't have your mind right,
yeah.
then you can be very disappointed in the holidays.
Absolutely. And, you know, especially for a caregiver, the gift of time is the biggest gift that you can ever give a caregiver. So give them 2 hours. Hey, do you want to go Christmas shopping? Maybe they don't need to. Do you want to go window shopping? You know, give them that couple of hours that they can sit and you have that meaningful relationship and conversations with the care recipient, but let that caregiver get out. I mean, that can be the most valuable thing they would get all season long. So just knowing that, so trying to be efficient with your money is very helpful. Another thing too, kind of touched on this a little bit, is holiday hot buttons. Hey, if I hear, oh, you're not married yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you haven't got remarried. Oh, you don't have a good man to help you.
You didn't bring a man to dinner, I
yeah.
see.
You're like, I can't. I'm caregiving for mom 24 hours a day. What do you want me to do?
Right.
The UPS man is married. I don't know what else to tell
yeah.
you. but just knowing the hot button. So if let's say it's, you know, Aunt Betty always does that. Just know, keep your time with Aunt Betty very, very slim and have an exit strategy. I have exit strategies everywhere I go. In this podcast, I've got to go right now. No, I'm just kidding. But no,
as a matter of fact, this is over.
This is it, yeah. But no, have an exit strategy and just know that you have ways out. So kind of like we've talked before, keeping those statements that you have that you can just readily use. Same with that for the holidays. Aunt Betty, I love you. Bless your heart, because that's her Southern thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go over here and see what Aunt Claire's doing. I heard she's going to try to make that pie, and we don't need her to make that pie. You know, whatever.
Right.
You know, just find a good reason to get up and leave, because you know these people. So being aware of those hot buttons as well is great. We've talked about our mindset, keeping it positive. I think those are things that we just continue to always just strive for. And we need to realize that negative thinking affects our body's stress response. So if I'm sitting here having negative thoughts, I could easily have a panic attack over the fact that I've got a to-do list a mile long,
mm-hmm.
you know. So keeping that in mind, also taking care of yourself. If the one thing that you get out of this podcast would just be take care of yourself. And taking care of yourself, you're going to be able to take better care of others. We just recently got back from a church women retreat, and that was a lot of things that I overwhelmingly noticed in the women there. Is this was the one time a year they were able to let go. Some of them had 3 children. One was taking care of a father-in-law with dementia. It was a wide spread of caregivers, and my main thought was, this is respite for them. This
mm-hmm.
is them taking care of themselves. And what I would tell the ladies there, because, you know, caregiving is very passionate for me, I would tell them, you know, if you don't refill your glass, then you have nothing
to pour out.
Yeah.
You are going to be empty.
Yes, and that with emptiness comes depression, negative. I mean, there's so many
things.
And
none of us are a fountain overflowing that doesn't run out because we are human.
Right. Absolutely.
In,
we all
in
have
this
to.
Plane of our existence, we're emptyable.
Exactly.
Maybe not when we get to the other side.
Right.
But as of right now, we're only human and only capable of so much.
Yes, absolutely. So that's the main thing. And you can do that also by what we've listed, all delegating those kind of things, but also connecting with other caregivers. There's so many support groups. We run a support group for caregivers that I know Alzheimer's Tennessee has support groups for caregivers. But connecting with other caregivers helps you because the feeling that you have during the holidays, it's nice to know. You don't want someone to be miserable, but it's nice to know that you're
someone
not,
else understands.
Yes, and it's not just you because you feel crazy. Oh my gosh, I just had this thought that if Aunt Betty asked me that one more time, I'm going to take her down. I don't care. I don't care if Dad's out there freezing in the car in the wheelchair. I'm taking Aunt Betty down. You know, it gives you that ability to step back and also know because you may have a better technique to take care of Aunt Betty than taking her out than I would. You know, so
Absolutely. Just kind of
knowing that, and then. Most importantly, ask for help. You know, you have all your family there, and I'm sure you'll see people that are like, I wonder if they have a couple of hours that they could come sit with, you know, and help mom out. Children that are in college, what a great way for them to make some extra money or just have that social connection. Because that's one thing that even through our internship program, I try to make sure that all of our interns are socialized with the older population because it helps them realize aging is not just a number. You know, it is, but we all experience things that are aging. Today, I dropped a battery underneath my desk, and I thought I was like 90 trying to get underneath there and get it. And it's nice to make everyone at every age realize that we're all aging and we all have issues with it.
And, I mean, the older I get, the more I realize that my energy, ability, and power to control things is going down.
Yes, going down. You're just like, no, just take it.
You know, I want the Christmas decorations up.
Yeah.
Thinking about it is exhausting.
Do a smaller Christmas tree. Pick your five, or hey, you've got a big family. Each one of y'all pick an ornament and put it on the tree, you know.
But then they're not going to put them where I want them to be, Claire.
That is true.
I told you I'm working on it. Yeah, I haven't let it all go.
Print out your diagram and show them. No.
Color-coded.
Yes, but yeah, that's just a perfect opportunity to ask for help. The other thing that I hadn't really mentioned is also the grief reactions that you have. When holidays come around, it not only does it remind us of what we have, but also reminds us of who we've lost. So
and things we've lost,
yes.
Freedoms we've lost because it's a noble role to be a caregiver, but it comes at a price.
They're superheroes, 100% superheroes. And I think every time I run into a superhero caregiver, I make sure they know it because it's so often they go through life not hearing that. And so just letting them know that. But the emotions that you receive, and it's okay. So that's why connecting with others is helpful because if I know, you know, you experienced this, I always wondered why I got upset and cried when I saw English Leather. I didn't realize that was because my grandpa wore it all the time, and I miss him, you know, and so it's, again, changing our mindset and our perspective. So seeing grief, loss, thinking, hey, he's not hurting. I had a wonderful grandfather that loved me, and now I have a wonderful family left that has picked up the pieces, you know, so just being thankful. I think if we can all practice mindfulness and being thankful, it will help us just in general, caregivers, non-caregivers, everyone needs a little bit of thankfulness.
All of humankind.
Yes.
Being thankful.
Yeah.
Wonderful tips and advice for caregivers throughout the holiday season. It's the Best Kept Secrets of Caregiving. Claire Farless with the AAAD. I'm Marcia Lee.
Thank you for listening to the Best Kept Secrets of Caregiving with Marcia Lee and the Upper Cumberland Development District. Check for new episodes or listen to past episodes on demand in the Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry Podcast Center at newstalk941.com.